Hello, ATS. This is the SAF Sophronia responding to a Relentless's podcast thread, My Rights versus Your Rights. Well, since you've clarified it, and I've been wanting to speak on this for quite some time, you know, but it's kind of hard for me to get out here and get on and talk about some of the issues and some of the things, and with the AT estrogen and the two out of three amigos. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on in podcast land. But with your clarifications, I really wanted to come on and say, I hear what you're saying. I mean, especially with the whole debate about taking Christ out of Christmas. I mean, through my religion, they've been saying that for a long time. I mean, that was nothing new to me, that the mainstream, that which is not Christian in America, has been taking Christ out of Christmas. And the whole attack on Christmas thing this year was nothing new to me, so I kind of stayed away from the debate, because I do kind of feel like there is an attack on Christmas here in America. I mean, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, you know, that everybody wants their opinion or their religion or their practices to be visible, because we do live in a free society. But at the same time, Christmas is the celebration of our Savior's birthday. So that's kind of, I mean, during the holiday seasons, everyone maybe celebrates it, even though if they don't worship Christ or they don't believe in Christ. But for Christians, our core values, what Christmas is about to us, is about the birth of Christ. And so when we talk about keeping Christ in Christmas, it's not really, to me, for me, and the way I understand it, I can't speak for all Christians out there that said there was an attack on Christmas. For me, it's just that it's going away from Christ. And when you say happy holidays, it's like, wait a minute, you know, this is one holiday for us. This is one, it means one thing for us. It means the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, it's kind of a hard thing, especially me with my beliefs that everyone should be able to practice whatever religion that they want. But then I want to preserve my religion as well. You know, I have a right to my religion, and I have a right to my holiday, which is Christmas. And I do celebrate Christmas with Christ. I don't celebrate it outside of Christ. And I know that there's a lot of conspiracy around Christmas and how it was mixed in with the pagan holiday, and maybe Jesus wasn't even born in that time of year. To me, that doesn't matter. It's the day that we set aside to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whether you believe it or not. That's what Christmas is. That's what Christmas is to us as Christians. So to say, when people say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, it is taking something out of that holiday for us. And so in a way, it's an attack on our right to celebrate Christmas. In a way, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be done, that you can't express what you're feeling around that time of year in the way that you want to express it. But at the same time, I'm going to say it's still Christmas, and you can't have Christmas without Christ. And basically, in my beliefs is very important to me. So when I feel like that is being watered down, just like anybody, just like you feel like you want to express your belief a certain way, and when you feel like that's being attacked, you're gonna get on the defensive and look, be like, no, this is Christmas, or this is what I want to believe in. Why would you want to change that? Why would you want to rape that? This is what we believe in. So that's a whole nother issue, and I probably went out on a rant with that one. But just the fact that you use that as an analogy, and my personal opinion with that, and I know it's probably not very, I don't know the word to use, but it's probably not a very accepted opinion, because it's seen as like a way right-wing opinion. But as a Christian, I feel, you know, you have to keep Christ in Christmas. And I guess that's just the way that I was raised, because for a long time, you know, that's what we said, because there's Santa Claus and there's gift giving, and it all becomes about a materialistic show. And when the core reason for celebrating this day was set aside to celebrate the birth of Christ. And that's what we want to keep going, especially as Christians. But so far as my rights versus your rights, I believe when you step out into the public, when you're in the public, basically your rights only extend so far, because you've consented to being in a crowd. So you're consenting to be in this crowd. So maybe I'm in a crowd full of people. I'm a non-smoker. I'm asthmatic. I don't really like to be around smoking, but I'm in this crowd and maybe these people smoke. So I can step back and leave the crowd, because I have that choice. I can step back and leave the crowd, or I can be amongst these people that are smoking. Because at the end of the day, you do have that personal choice. You don't have to be there. Now, if you're stuck in a situation where you have to be there and these people are smoking, then you have the right to say, either, you know, you guys can put your cigarette out, or maybe I'll have to leave. Maybe this is not the right place for me to be at this point in time. Maybe I'll have to choose another avenue. And that person can decide whether they want to be a human being, conscious of the fact that they're in a crowd as well, and put out their cigarette, or whatever they're doing that's, you know, counter to the other person's personal space. But at the end of the day, there has to be a choice there. There has to be a point where you give up some of your right to make way for somebody else's right, or give up some of your right to protect your own rights. But I don't see it as such a big deal, because either you're going to respect people or you're not. And if that respect is not there within you, then it doesn't really matter. You're going to be that obnoxious a-hole. You know, you're going to be that obnoxious person that says, no, I'm not going to put my cigarette out. You know, it's my right to smoke. And if you're that type of person, then who would want to spend any time around you anyway? So, I guess that's just my take on it. I'm sorry I went off on the Christmas thing, but I do believe Christ should be in Christmas. And, oh, God. this is the SAF. Peace, y'all.